Hello, everybody. My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about many of the things that I personally enjoyed about the Mystery Booster set. The Mystery Booster set was a two-part set release that began with a convention-exclusive edition that dropped in about September or October 2019 and was utilized at all the Magic Fest and, or at least some of the Magic Fest and Grand Prix events between that time and the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The booster packs contained 15 cards, 14 of them from a standard 1,700 card pool of cards pulled from the entire history of Magic, as well as 121 potential convention-exclusive cards that were considered playtest cards that they didn't make it to final production for one reason or another. Some of them were joke cards, other of them did almost pass for actual Magic cards and obviously didn't make the cut. And the second version was the retail-exclusive version, which dropped about February 2020, right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic period. These packs replaced the convention-exclusive playtest cards with 121 all-foil cards that were the 15th card in each pack. Each pack was guaranteed one foil or one playtest card, depending on the edition. The retail version of the Mystery Booster product was the first booster box of sealed Magic the Gathering product that I ever purchased. I had a few friends who at a GP before February 2020 had played in a sealed draft event with the Mystery Convention Edition Mystery Boosters, and they had an absolute blast with it. One of them came away with a Demonic Tutor that had somehow been passed to them as a... somehow someone did not take Demonic Tutor pack one, pick one in one of their packs in that draft event, which I will never understand. And the other one was able to pull a Mana Crypt, which is still the most expensive card reprint in the set, out of one of his booster packs. So both of them got some very high-powered cards out of their booster draft, even though they didn't necessarily do the best. So I decided to buy a booster box roughly in February 2020, because I figured, hey, if I could potentially get a couple or one or even two drafts out of this, you know, say an 8-person draft or maybe even just a couple 4-person drafts, I might be able to really be able to recoup my money, not just in terms of the cards that were potentially in the box, but just to be able to have fun and draft. Obviously, as I mentioned on my show before, I've never really drafted before, and it's definitely something that once the COVID-19 pandemic has passed, I would really like to start getting into a little more. And try to play more limited beyond just pre-releases. And so I did purchase that box with the full intent of drafting. I was really excited about the product. It sounded like the perfect way to do a chaos draft without having to obviously pick the packs that you wanted to ahead of time. So it seemed like everything was truly random. And most of the cards in the 1700 card set were not ones that I had ever really seen before. Again, I mentioned in my first episode, the intro to the channel, that I am still relatively new to Magic. I've only been playing the game about 2 years, and I haven't exactly run across a whole ton of the older cards in the game. So the opportunity to not only add some really good, powerful, more modern cards to my collection, but also see some of the old classics and just some old off-the-wall cards from older sets really intrigued me, as well as just being able to give me a really strong drafting environment where I wasn't drafting one particular set. Well, in the end, with the COVID-19 pandemic starting about in February 2020, I ultimately was not able to draft that box. I figured I would hold on to it for a few weeks. Again, no one really knew exactly what was going on, so I figured I would hold on to it for a few weeks, and when it became apparent that this wasn't going to end anytime soon, I finally had to do the unthinkable and crack the packs for no drafting value, but for seeing the cards in the packs. And I really enjoyed the experience of what I had in cracking those packs. Not only did I get an absolute plethora of extremely powerful cards, including some of the most valuable cards in the entire set, but I also was really able to see a whole bunch of the interesting new cards, or at least some of the interesting old cards from Magic's history. Again, I was able to find a whole lot of powerful cards. Again, I did pull a Demonic Tutor and a Rhystic Study out of the box. I mean, that Rhystic Study actually was the... It came in the last pack of the box, so the 24th pack out of 24 packs, because the Mystery Booster box contained only 24 packs instead of the standard 36 in a standard legal set. But in the very last possible pack, in the very last... or in the only slot where it was possible, I pulled Rhystic Study, and... I also had a Demonic Tutor. I told myself going in that if I could pull a Demonic Tutor, a Mana Crypt, or a Rhystic Study, I'd be extremely happy. And it turned out that I was able to get two of the three. And what's really funny is that I actually don't really use that Demonic Tutor, and Rhystic Study is kind of in one or two decks. So it's funny that I really wanted them then, but I really don't use them now that I have them. But again, that's another story. But I really did enjoy seeing the variety of Magic cards throughout Magic's history, especially those in the older borders. Again, since I started very recently, I've only really known the modern border, you know, the existing border from about 2015 or 2016 on, and the fact that I was able to see some cards in their original border or with different art from what I was familiar with was really nice. It was definitely something aesthetically that really resonated me in this set. It was an interesting journey of discovery to see where Magic had been as well as where Magic is currently going. Another thing I really enjoyed about the set was the variety of potential commander options that were available in the set. Some of the standout commanders here included Send Triplets, Reaper King, Ismaru, Hound of Khanda, Meronar, and Queen Marchesa, which obviously I was able to pull from my booster box. I, at the time, had a Mardu Aristocrats deck that didn't really have a good commander to go with it. I was running Mathas Fiendseeker. It never quite worked the way I wanted it to because Mathas didn't really synergize with what I was trying to do in the deck, except he had Mardu colors. And when I was able to pull the Queen Marchesa, which, you know, originally was way out of my budget because she was getting up to $20 or something like that beforehand with the one conspiracy printing. Well, all of a sudden, now I had a Queen Marchesa card available to me, and she quickly became the commander of that Aristocrats deck. And I also was able to pull quite a few other interesting options. I did get a Norrin the Wary, which I did play over on Coach J-Rose's stream a few weeks ago, so if you want to go check out that, you can find him on Twitch at Unsummoned Skull. And I was able to play Norrin the Wary in that match, and he runs away whenever a spell is played or a creature attacks at all. So he's basically a giant human coward in red. It's really fun. You should definitely check that game out if you have the chance. And also, just various other really, really good commander cards. I really found a lot of interesting new commanders out of this set. It was something where I hadn't obviously done a whole ton of research going in. I wasn't quite sure what was going to be in the Mystery Boosters. I really like to be surprised when a new set drops. So, I mean, I will look at some spoilers, some reveals as time goes on during reveal season to see if it's a set that I really want to deal with or buy any sort of product, buy any sort of singles. But for this set, I really wanted to go in effectively blind. I had no idea what was in the packs, and I really enjoyed it that way. And the fact that I was able to get quite a few really good commander options was a really, really nice touch. The third thing that I really enjoyed about the Mystery Booster products was just the overall value, the shock value of the reprints included in this set. Obviously, the entire set was of reprints. It had absolutely zero new cards, which was really nice, and I didn't mind at all, because I wanted to be able to look at this like a Master's set, where it was just a reprint set with a whole bunch of really good cards that were getting up there in value that I, at the time, didn't really feel would fit in with my budget deck-building concepts. But the fact that I was able to add amazing cards like Triumph of the Hordes, Phyrexian Arena, Selvala, Heart of the Wilds, Eldrazi Monument, Defense of the Heart, and even Curse of Opulence. Again, these are cards that I really could never afford in my budget, or I felt like I really had to go outside my budget to be able to procure these cards. And in a lot of cases, they were just way too prohibitively expensive, and I wouldn't bother with it. But beyond the fact that I was able to get all of those cards mentioned earlier in the Bonkers box that I purchased, it's the fact that other cards, ones that I didn't get out of the box, went way down in price. So not only was I able to add a whole bunch of extremely powerful cards, especially new commanders, to my collection, but I was also able to pick up some singles after the set dropped that I had originally could never really get my hands on just due to their price. So the set really energized my collection, gave me a lot of cards I never thought I would own, and allowed me to put those in decks, as well as to really be able to start adding some other cards to my decks that all of a sudden were now more within my budget, that I could reasonably put into my decks without having to, you know, hopefully spend $30, $40 on something. Well, now maybe it's $5 to $10, and that was definitely more palatable on my wallet. And the fourth thing that I really enjoyed about the Mystery Boosters was actually the design of the booster product. Obviously, instead of a standard legal set where you, or a standard set, honestly, where you'll have art of a character from the set, or something really grounded in the set, the Mystery Boosters were instead all black, with just the Planeswalker symbol, Magic the Gathering, and Mystery Booster drawn in a very ethereal bluish-white font. And I really enjoyed that, actually. It really added to the mystery of the cards that were inside. Obviously, since I just mentioned a moment ago, I didn't look at the set, or at the set list before I bought the box, before I opened the packs. So the fact that there could literally be anything in those packs really appealed to me. And I feel like Wizards of the Coast did an absolutely amazing job with the product design on this one. I know that I'm not alone in saying that I really enjoyed the Mystery Boosters, even though I didn't get to participate in the standard draft environment that they were designed for. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has absolutely wreaked havoc with Magic the Gathering products. Again, this includes Jumpstart, which has had its own plethora of issues. But the fact is that Mystery Boosters was one of those things that I really enjoyed as a newer player, really getting into, because the reprint values were good. I liked the design. I liked just seeing the cards, the old cards, especially in the old border, and just having the opportunity to really be able to look at what effectively was a master's set. So hopefully when the COVID-19 pandemic does pass by, Wizards of the Coast will be able to either reissue more of these Mystery Boosters or be able to do Mystery Booster 2, some kind of product similar to this that we can play at GPs and Magic Fest events going forward. I, for one, will definitely want to be in line. I'll sign up for one or two if I can at the next Magic Fest that I go to, because I really enjoyed the set, and I hope that I gave you some really good reasons as to why you, if you didn't have the opportunity to crack some packs back last year before the COVID-19 pandemic, will hopefully be interested in doing the same. So now I want to hear from you. What did you think of the Mystery Booster events? Were you as disappointed as I was that you weren't able to get to draft them at your local Magic Fest event? You can drop me a line on Twitter at @MTGInQuarantine. You can also find the back catalog of my podcast episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Casts, and wherever fine podcasts are found. For the MTG in Quarantine channel, my name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day.